Post?
Yeah.
We'll do it in post.
We'll do it in post.
Post. Post will fix
it. Post offices.
Welcome to Medium Clever. This is the first time that we've done this with a name that we're sticking with. Medium Clever is the podcast. I think it's an accurate description of what you can expect. My name is Brett Medill.
I'm Sean Stewart.
And, well, we're a couple of dicks. We're just going to have a good time. We got no guest here for the first episode. We just kind of want to introduce ourselves, let you know kind of maybe an idea of what you might expect.
Yeah. Louis C.K. was supposed to come, but he bailed on us.
What a fucking prick.
But what can you do?
Too big to have a little phone interview with a couple of guys from nowhere.
Who have absolutely no experience.
And didn't even try to get him.
Yeah.
You know, I hear that when you want to book guests, what's important is that you contact them.
Is to actually talk to them first. Yeah, we didn't do that at all.
We just
assumed,
like,
he would show up.
I opened a window and I was like, I sure hope Louis C.K. shows up tonight.
And
no fucking dice.
Apparently praying doesn't work either, so.
I prayed to move a chair once, and the chair didn't go fucking anywhere.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Anyway, this show, it is based in Winnipeg, Manitoba, which is in the Canada, and
the heart of the continent.
Oh yeah, right in the center of the continent. Bam. Right in the boring area in the middle.
Yep.
And our aim here, I mean, we're going to give you, because we know that not everyone who listens to this, and to be honest, nobody's listening to this yet, because it's not up yet when we're recording it.
Well, that's true, but we just don't have any fans or anything right now, too.
Yeah, well, it could happen. You never know. But we are based in Winnipeg. We'll probably talk about Winnipeg a little bit sometimes. But we're aware of it, and we're going to try not to beat that topic to death. But, hey, this is supposed to be a comedy podcast, and I say supposed to be because I have low self-confidence.
We assume we're going to be funny enough for you to keep listening.
Yeah.
And hopefully we are. So let's... Let's get underway with this bad boy.
Well, first of all, we want to talk a little bit about the Winnipeg comedy scene. Well,
sure.
We have a burgeoning scene in Winnipeg. There is a lot of stand-up that goes on. There's a lot of comedy in general. There's improv shows. We've got open mic stand-up comedy on Thursdays, Standard, in Wolseley, on Maryland?
Sherbrooke.
You know, one of those. If you live in Winnipeg, you know what I'm talking about. And on Sunday nights, of course, the very supportive and well-attended The Cavern open mic show, as well as free comedy that rotates on Tuesday nights at the King's Head, and Chuckles Comedy Zone, which is in a bowling alley on Portage Avenue. These are all excellent venues for comedy.
And I guess we should say The Cavern's also on Osborne.
Kyber's
pretty much on the strip. And King's Head's over on King Street.
King Street in the Exchange District.
So far, this is super hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
As far as
well,
I'm
hey,
concerned.
Don't put too much pressure on yourself. You're not that funny.
Well, obviously. Anyways, so, what's going on in the box office this weekend?
Oh, well, this week we've got, really, come on, Secretariat. I'm going to see Secretariat. Are you going to see Secretariat?
I've never even heard of Secretariat.
Well, Secretariat won the Triple Crown in 1973 and hasn't been done since. And you know what?
Oh, the horse movie. Yeah. Who
horses.
Shit? As far as I'm concerned, horses are the cars that nobody needs anymore. Like, before cars existed, there were horses. And I got it, okay? Because there was nothing else.
We improved on the design.
Exactly. Now we have motors and tires on these horses, and we don't need the old horses. We can just get rid of them.
What happens when global warming destroys everything? Are we going to have to go back to the horse?
Well,
maybe.
Probably.
Well, then we should probably keep them around.
Well, like some of them, I guess. But I just hate horses for
the
most part.
Fuck horses.
They're just weird looking. They hate most people.
And when I say fuck horses, I mean that literally.
You want to fuck a horse?
I'd love to just climb up on the back of a Clydesdale and give it what I've got.
3 inches of terror.
Horse wouldn't even feel it. Those things are enormous.
Wonderful.
I'm not packing enough heat to bother a horse.
Anyways.
That's why I'd avoid getting kicked. What, you don't want me to continue on my having sex with a horse thing?
No, continue about raping a horse.
Hey,
I'm totally
who said rape? No one said rape.
Well, I'm assuming it's not consensual because horses can't talk. That's all I'm trying to say.
I'm just saying the horse might like it. Hey, it wasn't a rape joke. I'd like to point it out.
Our producer's pointing out that we've already went to the rape.
I
7 minutes in.
You went to the rape.
Not even
I was just talking
in.
About having sex with a horse. Didn't have anything to do with rape.
Right.
Also opening this week, it's kind of a funny
story. Yeah, it was Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
And the kid from United States of Terror.
A hilarious look at psychological disabilities.
It's got to be. Well, I mean, Zach Galifianakis.
I mean, they're
I enjoy him.
They're showing a little bit of restraint, a little bit of tact. They're not like, hey, it's a hilarious story. They're like, it's kind of a funny story.
Yeah, so don't
if you think people
really
with
funny.
Schizophrenia are hilarious, it's kind of a funny story. If you get a
it's
kick out of clinical depression, this is kind of a funny story.
Definitely.
And I don't even know what the fuck else these movies are. My Soul to Take, the 3D Wes Craven slasher movie.
Oh, yes, the 3D. Do we need more 3D? Like, didn't we do 3D in the 70s?
Do we need it?
70s or 80s? And didn't it fucking shit itself then? Like, why do we need to bring that back? I don't
know. Why
understand.
Do we need these 8-track tapes?
Well, we
Who
don't.
Who needs it? Who needs it? I've got my record player.
Well, actually, people love record players.
Who
Vinyl
needs
is
it?
Coming back.
Didn't we have those apparently. In the old days? Do you like my, my old character
is that your
making
Prospector
fun of
Jones?
Your character? Oh, I wish. Hey, you
I'm
want Prospector
even,
Jones?
I'm not even doing it. Yeah,
hey, let's pan for gold.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
you
snap.
Can you hear his beard? He's got a huge
Does
beard.
Does the Prospector also rape horses or what?
Oh, there's some screaming outside. I love it. Yeah, and running. Okay, hey. Hey, everybody. Don't worry about us. We're just distracted
Pay no
by
attention to the women
blonde,
outside.
Yelling, drunk girls.
No, not girls.
They're 18. They're girls.
Yeah,
they're not
okay,
even adult
girls.
Human people yet.
Mm-hmm. So, any other movies worth noting?
Nah, fuck them. They're terrible. Box office, The Social Network's number one still.
I'd like
apparently,
to see The Social
apparently
Network.
Apparently, it's a good movie.
I'd
but
like
I'm
to
not going
to
watch it because it's based around...
Because it's about Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
they could make...
that automatically makes it a terrible movie?
No, I didn't say it was a terrible movie. I'm just saying that the fact that it's about Facebook makes me not want to watch it. Not that it's bad, I just have no interest in watching a movie about Facebook, no matter what the quality is. The Legend of the Guardians, the Owls of Ga'Hoole,
well,
made a lot of
amazing.
Money. That's making a lot of money as well, but I'm not going to go and see it.
Well, I'm not going to go see it because it's making a lot of money. I want to see it because I think it looks interesting.
I'll tell you what I watched on movies this week. The
okay,
movie that I watched
me.
This week came out on DVD on Tuesday. It's... Critics are calling it the best direct-to-DVD slash TV-made movie of the year.
Jersey Shore?
No.
Oh.
No. Far more annoying. I'm talking, of course...
That's impossible.
Fred the Movie.
No.
Now,
is there seriously a movie about Fred?
If you don't know who I'm talking about, I'm talking about Fred Figglehorn. Hilarious name. Fred Figglehorn, YouTube celebrity, 600 million video views, 2 million subscribers. And if you have heard of Fred, I'm sorry. And if you haven't, good for you. But they made a movie based on a YouTube channel.
Well, didn't they make a show based on a Twitter feed?
Like, yeah, shit my dad says.
Like, can we, I don't know.
I don't know about you, but I'm interested in comedy.
I'm mildly amused by it.
And I went to the Billboard site and I thought, hey, look, they have a comedy album chart. I'm going to see what's going on in the world of comedy albums. And debuting at number one on the comedy chart, the Fred Figglehorn CD.
So is it like a live CD
it's
of him?
Let's Party. And it's just You know, it's not live anything.
It's just him singing a bunch of songs? It's recorded
shitty Fred Figglehorn songs so that you can drive your parents to suicide.
Well, it's got to be funny because it's Fred.
I guess if you're a kid and you want your parents to kill themselves, Fred's the way to go.
That or, oh, what's that show? Any kid show, really.
Except Yo Gabba Gabba. Yo Gabba Gabba's fun for everyone.
I guess so.
Paid for by Yo Gabba Gabba. If Yo Gabba Gabba, if Yo Gabba Gabba wants to sponsor the show, who am I to stop them?
Totally. I doubt they will.
I'm healthy.
Are you catching what the producer has?
The fucking producer made me sick. He's only been here half an hour. He's making me fucking ill. Can I get a little more heat on these headphones? A little more. Can I get a little more heat in my cans? I can't hear my voice. I don't know how sexy I sound. I want to bet it's not. I still got nothing.
There you go. No,
I can't hear jack shit.
I'm hearing all shit right now.
Well, I guess so. Oh, maybe. There
okay,
we go.
No, I'm not.
That's a little bit high for me now there. There we go. Yay!
No, I don't hear anything.
Production issues solved on the air the way they were meant to be.
Totally.
Fuck it, we'll do a live.
I'm going to say, yeah, we'll just do a live show every time.
Yep.
We'll just go for an hour and just talk.
Hey.
Let's cut to commercial. Oh, we can't. We're live. Do we even have commercials? No.
No.
We could.
And now a word from Britney Spears. See, you can't do that live because we have no commercials.
Yeah, it's true. Hey.
And Britney Spears isn't here, so.
Hey, the news is funny, right?
All the time.
Fucking,
I love news. It's
I always
so
love
great.
To watch the news because it's always so hilarious and not depressing. Like, hey everybody, the Danube River just poisoned Hungary.
Oh.
Suck it, Hungary.
Chilean miners trapped for days. Oh, gut buster.
Hungary's got no water. They're about to be very thirsty, too.
No, it's good. They just have to do the reverse osmosis, and they're good to go.
Nobody knows what that means. You just made that up.
Reverse osmosis is osmosis, but reversed. It's very simple.
It sounds
science.
Like osmosis. Reverse osmosis sounds a lot like osmosis.
It's osmosis, but it's reversed. How hard is that to understand?
I don't know how interested in science you people are, but I'm pretty sure that osmosis is water moving, right?
It's
from high pressure to low pressure?
Yeah, pressure, solutes, etc.
So in reverse, it's just like, fuck you, water, get out of here. I get it.
Yeah.
That's been science.
That's the bit we call science break.
Yeah, here's a hilarious news story. Mosque bomb kills 20, including Afghan governor.
Wonderful, yeah. I can't hold my sides any longer.
Mosque bomb, that reminds me of an old Muppets joke. Holy smoke. Statler and Waldorf still paying off. Oh, very good. And I'd like to say, so far, no danger in us being too clever so far. But if we happened to be too clever, we would cut that out, we would save it, and then when we do a podcast that maybe doesn't have enough clever, we just spice it up with a little bit from the clever jar.
Which we will keep in the corner over there. You people can't see this, but we have a corner.
It's got cleverness. A lot of jars. There's some clever in a jar. There's a little bit of bravery.
A lot of racism, which kind of scares me. But
okay,
I think we'll play through that.
I've got a lot of jars of racism around here. They're not mine. I found them. I picked them up in Swan River.
They're from the previous owner. The
previous owner had lot of racism. I just put it in jars.
Right.
Okay, I moved in, it was lying all about the place. I was like, somebody's got to clean up all this racism.
Of course.
But I'm not going to let it go to waste. I'm not going to throw it in the trash. It's not recyclable. So I'm keeping it in the corner, on the shelf, lots of racism. I'm making sure it doesn't get out.
For later use, if necessary.
Hey, if I need a little racism, I know where to get it.
Exactly, there's a corner full of it.
And it doesn't involve calling my grandpa or anything. That was a good reaction from my racist grandpa joke just there.
Hmm.
I'd like to make it clear that my grandpa's not racist.
Mine is, but he's dead, so it's okay. I'm assuming he was racist because, exactly, why else would he be dead?
Only racists get killed. Everyone's a racist, apparently, eventually.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
But my grandparents aren't racist, but the thing that does come to mind, the only racist thing I can think of is that one time I was hanging out with my grandparents, which is something people do normally when they're adults, and they had a friend couple over, and they were all just watching the TV, and one of my grandma's friends said she was trying to describe a film starring Cuba Gooding Jr., and she referred to him as that. She said something like that. That colored fella sure can dance. That's as close as I've got to racism with my grandparents.
So it was Radio, the movie? Where he was dancing on the table?
Yeah, he was dancing all the time. No, it was the Fighting Temptations.
Oh.
Which is a movie that everybody saw, I'm sure.
Oh, totally. I've seen it like five times.
If you didn't, I mean, hey, you missed out.
I'm assuming it's a really good movie because nobody's heard of it. And that equals good movie.
Yeah, yeah, like The Lives of Others. Everyone, oh, it's such a good movie, but it's in German, and we're just not on board with that.
We're just not feeling the Germanicity in this
People aren't using the library. Movie. They're not reading books, and they're not reading subtitles when they go to the movies.
That's because people don't use books anymore, because the internet has all the information you need.
What if I don't want some information? What if I want some entertainment? Fred!
Well, internet has that too.
Internet has Fred.
Internet has that in stockpiles. I mean, this show is mildly entertaining. I mean, you can just listen to this.
It might be.
Yeah, might be.
Well, as long as we're talking about the internet, that's a hell of a segue. As long as we're talking about the internet, I got an email the other day in my junk mail, but I had to open it because it drew me in. I needed to find out what it was all about. I got a piece of junk mail from the people at Fleshlight. Fleshlight masturbation toys for men. Again, if they wanted to sponsor it, I wouldn't say no. But they have a new product. Now, they sell sleeves for men to masturbate themselves
with. I'm familiar with their products.
And they did release... They did release a vampire version of their product.
Oh, my God.
So you're like, hey, I want to pretend like a lady with fangs is sucking my dong.
How do you do that with a vagina?
You don't. You,
like, they, are the fangs in the vagina?
They make it look like a mouth with fangs.
Oh, because that's not dangerous.
The magic that they can do. The fangs aren't sharp. They're made of the same thing.
Well, I'd assume not,
because
they'd get so many lawsuits if they were.
Hey, want to get your dick torn open with real fangs?
It's like getting blown by a vampire.
We use two real tiger fangs in every vampire's will blow you Fleshlight. Don't worry, we only killed 4,000 tigers.
Now, the fangs are fake, right?
No, they're real.
Yeah, well, they're fake.
Of course they are. Did I say tiger fangs? I meant fake plastic fangs that won't rip your dick open. Anyway, moving past that, the vampire thing, they did that. They said, okay, we took vampires off the table. What's the next cutting edge thing we could be a year late on?
Zombies.
Wrong.
Damn.
Alien pussy. Alien pussy. It's blue and is intended to look like an avatar something pussy. We never saw it in a movie. We didn't see what the blue guy is.
Well, their genitals were attached to their ponytails. Remember the thing?
Okay, well, obviously, it's not going to really capture the experience that Sam Worthington has in the movie.
Yeah, I guess.
But if you really want to replicate it that much, you're very, very sad. Like, what are you going to do? Are people going to watch Avatar on DVD and masturbate themselves with that? Like, are they going to wait for the... they're just going to fast forward to the sex scene and then use the alien Fleshlight?
No, because I'm sure there's some porn industry that's making the porn version of that movie right now.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Actually, this this product, I forgot, it was being released and promoted. There was some cross promotion happening because there was a DVD that was like XXX Avatar parody movie that was being released where they make young, attractive porn actresses sit in makeup for 17 hours so they can get fucked in the ass.
Sounds like my kind of movie. I'm all for it. Going back to the zombie fleshlight, and course. I want to patent on that
okay.
because that is my idea.
Yep.
I've always wanted to fuck a decaying corpse, so I think that's a great idea. I think you should get like the garbagey kind of corpse smell that like just extrudes out of it.
It just smells like maggots.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's the smell it turns you on.
Yeah, patented, by the way, fleshlight.
Patent pending, Sean Stewart.
Patented. Thank you. Period. Thank you very
Game
much.
Game over.
Game
Done.
Over. Fleshlight. Even you though... lose. You don't get this sweet idea.
Suck it, fleshlight.
Is there like a werewolf one too that's just covered in hair?
Well, I hope so.
There's got to be a couple.
You're
like
have
a ghost
to wait
one.
For that one.
It's like
the ghost.
Clear.
No, no, the ghost
invisible.
One. The ghost one. They just sell you an empty box for $50. And they're like, yeah,
ooh,
it's
clever
the ghost masturbator.
Totally.
Yeah.
They must do that. That's
oh,
how they make
I can
their money.
Really feel it on
it's like
my
a ghost
genitalia.
Is fucking me.
Oh my god! Now I know what it feels like to have sex with Casper. Because if you're gonna have sex with a ghost, that's the first place to go, right? Casper.
A small
oh,
kid.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna bone that Casper.
Yeah, bone that ghost
Hope
kid.
He brings that little Wendy girl along too.
If you fuck,
because you're not
a ghost kid, is that considered molestation? The kid's already dead and is out of his physical body. Like, that's...
You can't go to jail
seem...
for fucking a ghost. It doesn't matter how old the ghost is.
Or how young?
First of all.
Like, if you fucked a baby infant ghost...
How long's the ghost been around? Is
well,
it a baby...
Like 2 months?
Nope.
SIDS?
Nope. If it's, no? If it's a SIDS baby ghost that was only alive for 2 months, but has been a ghost for 17 years and 10 months...
Right.
Then it's legal.
Oh,
but you
so
can't,
it's just totally good
you can't
to go.
Fuck the ghost of a baby until the ghost and the baby's combined ages are at least 18.
Oh,
okay. That's how the law works in these situations. And I know, boy, I'll tell you, I ran into
I
a sticky
many
situation
a ghost children.
With that particular law, so I've become very versed in it.
Yeah.
You might say that I'm an expert on...
On ghost kid fucking.
I can't even say it out loud. I was trying to come up with a witty, like, zombo-ped-ophilia.
Ghostophilia? Does that work?
Pedaghostophilia. I'm not going to fuck... Hey, I'm not going to fuck an adult ghost. That's just sick.
That's gross.
That's
who wants to do that?
Disgusting.
I mean...
I'm saying, let's
the
fuck
taboo-ness
the ghost
of fucking
a
kid
of
a ghost
child.
Is, like... Way up there on scale, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I'm not going to do it, but if the opportunity came to me,
it.
I'm not gonna say no. I mean,
hey, you only
the ghost, if the ghost kid is asking for it,
well,
then I have to oblige.
How's the ghost kid
law.
Dressed? You know, are they wearing
well, exactly.
a low cut, a high cut, short pant? Perhaps a V-necked sweater. You can't control yourself if there's a sexy ghost
well,
kid around.
Chances are I'll be wearing like one of those old-timey suits, you know? Because
yeah, right.
a lot of kids died of polio.
Oh, right. But then you're going to have funny walking kids ghosts.
Well, that's
though.
Okay because technically they're not even physical being, so.
Yeah, you got a point there.
So it's all good.
And they're probably not walking anyway. They're kind of just floating along, right?
Yeah, and they got like wheelchairs and crutches.
Yeah? Ghost
oh, yeah,
wheelchairs
totally.
Just rolling along.
Ghost wheelchairs, those exist, I think.
Sure. Hey, when you die, you take those physical infirmities with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, polio kid, you can't just die and not take that wheelchair with you.
No, you have to take it with
because
you.
Because as you may know, disabled people, they do consider the wheelchair an extension of their physical body.
Yeah, and crossing over to the yeah. astral plane.
That shit, astral plane, huh?
Well, you know, like the astral plane on, there's like the R plane and then there's
astral.
The astral plane.
I'll fuck you in the astral. Is that's astral? Is that another thing? An astral?
Astrals?
Lives under a bridge? Poops in the river.
No, Astral's live in your ass. You didn't know this growing up?
But it's a troll.
Did you not go to Catholic school?
But he's a troll. So there's got to be a bridge involved if he's a troll.
Well, the bridge
It's
would
my
be
understanding that the trolls colon. Live under bridges.
Well, they live under several bridges, but ass trolls, they live in your colon. Okay. And that's what they consider the bridge. It's just the bridge where your poop like just kind of slides out.
So you're saying that trolls are capable of just kind of
well, not just trolls, ass trolls.
Well, ass trolls.
Ass trolls are very,
very.
They'll
warp the language and they'll be yeah. like, yeah, this
they're
is a bridge.
They're very agile.
This is a bridge. What I'm trying to say. Fuck you. This is a bridge. What do you mean I'm not under a bridge? You got goats? Don't you get goats anywhere near me?
Well, goats can't even fit in an asshole, so that's not
that's,
even a problem.
See, that's the cure for ass trolls.
You gotta
get
goat?
Fucked by a goat.
Or maybe just rammed by, like, rammed in the, with their skulls in the butt or something.
I think I'd rather get fucked by a goat than have it hit me with its horns in the ass.
That would hurt and possibly tear something.
How big could a goat's dick possibly be? Again, this is not about rape. I am consensually allowing this goat to fuck me in order to get rid of my ass trolls.
Exactly. That's the only way you can.
Goat cum kills ass trolls.
God.
So maybe you don't even need the goat to fuck you. You just need to blow the goat.
You just need to inject semen up your asshole.
You just need to blow the goat and keep its semen in your mouth and then put it into a vessel that it can then be poured into your ass.
That's disgusting to think about.
It's comedy. Fuck you.
Anyways.
Hey! This is a comedy show.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm making comedy jokes about a goat having sex in your ass.
Zombie fleshlight with smells.
You're the one that brought up these ass trolls in the first place.
You're the one who said ass trolls.
You said there was a plane full of ass trolls.
No, I said there's a plane full of dead ghost bitches. That's totally different from ass trolls.
Comedy.
Anyways.
So when the zombie apocalypse comes, I'm going to be camouflaged because I'll have my stinky fleshlight. They will come
totally.
After my brains. That'll be the angle that you've got, Sean. You got to buy the zombie fleshlight because it'll protect you. It's the scent, the rotting
sell,
scent. It would sell as, even if people didn't want to have sex with a rotting corpse.
Right.
They would be. You'd be able to cross-promote it as zombie repellent, you could camouflage yourself with it when the zombie apocalypse inevitably occurs.
So is this fleshlight going to be like stretchable so you just put your whole body in it?
No,
it's that what you're trying to
if it's
get
on,
at?
If it's on your person, the rotting
scent. Oh, then you're just
scent,
good to go.
The rotting scent will mask the sweet, sweet smell of your brains.
Okay. I don't understand how that works, because the penis is down there.
It doesn't have to work, Sean. It's a marketing strategy.
Right. Like the rock I wanted to sell to people that gets rid of tigers, but only if you live in Canada and don't visit zoos. And it gets rid of tigers. It doesn't – they just don't exist when you have the rock. As long as you stay in North America – and don't visit zoos. That's going to be $199.99, $99, $800, $12.
You know, it's good. It's good that it'll repel tigers. But really, after what we learned about the vampire fleshlight, there's probably not a whole lot of tigers left at this point.
We learned something with the vampire fleshlight?
Yeah, we learned that it was stocked with loads of endangered tiger fangs. So now all the tigers are dead or fangless, so how threatening can they be?
That's true. Your children are in danger!
Why are the children in danger? What's happening to the children?
I don't know. I just assume they're in danger, like,
well, probably.
All the time.
I mean, they're working at McDonald's, first of all. The children
well, not even the ones
at
working at McDonald's. Like, they're just all in danger. I can't explain why. They just are.
Just kind of a gut feeling that all children are in danger.
I just got a feeling, a gut feeling in my guts, where my guts reside, and it just feels like they're in danger.
Well, I went to McDonald's today, and I can tell you, the place was filled with children, and I'm pretty sure that they were preparing the food.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross. That's, I think that's
people
the number...
preparing food makes me sick.
Well, I think it's the number one reason to avoid fast food is not the quality of the food, but the fact that it's being prepared primarily by 15 and 16-year-olds.
I want my food prepared by a giant robot with laser eyes and possibly like a grinder for teeth, you know? That's the only way I'll have my food.
Scary robot. Because, you know, I was just kind of thinking, it's really not that much more encouraging if the guy working the fryolator is 35, is it? Because
well,
there's
he has experience.
Something seriously wrong with that dude if he's running the fryolator at 35.
Hey, I got nothing against people who work at McDonald's and are over 15. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. But
yeah, well, like, I mean, like the old ladies that work the breakfast shift that start at 4 in the morning, they're right. just old ladies. They're up at 4 in the morning anyway. They're just, why not shoot the shit with other old ladies at work and sell McMuffins at the same time?
And McCoffee or whatever they call coffee.
Oh, the McCoffee is so good.
You know what I like?
I really like the McCoffee.
I like Big Macs.
I had a Big Mac today. Big Macs are delicious.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
That's all. Hey, I'd like to remind you, McDonald's, we are accepting sponsors.
That's true.
We have
and if you want to
no
send us,
standards at all.
If you want to send us winning Monopoly game pieces, you can do that, too. We'll give you our address.
Or if
email
you,
us.
Or if you just want to send us Big Macs in the mail, just put a Big Mac box, big box of Big Macs, just put that in the mail, mail it to me. I'll share it
or
with Sean.
Me. I doubt he will, but I'd assume
hey,
they just
I
send
guarantee
me a box too.
That I would share my mailed Big Macs with you.
I want a mailed Big Mac. I want a Big Mac mailed right to my mouth. Is that even possible?
Can the post people deliver directly to your mouth?
I don't know. It's a wide area.
You have to stay home to catch them. Okay, you know
you
what? UPS me a Big Mac so that I have to sign for it.
Yeah.
Then I know it's going directly to my mouth.
Then I know I'm an important human
Unless
being.
I'm not at home, then it's going to a warehouse and I'll have to go pick it up there.
And then it gets stale and gross.
But it's further than McDonald's is, so I won't.
Exactly.
So really what I'm saying is, UPS me a Big Mac, but do it when I'll be at home.
Hey, you. P.S. I want a Big Mac.
Hey, if you're listening, Ronald McDonald, grab one of your tasty Big Mac treats
that was
and
pretty
put
clever,
it in the mail.
What I did with UPS, right? Hey, you, P.S. Get
I
it?
Didn't even catch it.
Like, P.S. That wasn't clever at all?
It was too clever. I missed it entirely.
That's not medium clever at all. That's way too clever.
Way.
That's
cut
way,
that
that's
out.
Above this
cut
show.
Cut that out. Save it for a later episode that isn't so clever. Because let's face Marketing. It, jars full of racism aren't going to save us every week.
No, that's true. In fact, I don't think they save us any time.
I
really.
Don't think they contributed anything to this conversation.
So anyways,
But I'm in McDonald's today, and I went to the one that's closest to my house, which is also closest to the place that I work the most. And I work as a substitute teacher, and it was full of kids, and the instant my roommate and I walk into McDonald's, and I was telling him beforehand, maybe we should go to the one that's not closest to our apartment, because that'll be full of kids that I know, and I don't want to deal with them.
You just don't want to deal with them?
Just don't want to deal with them.
I know what that's like.
So, but we don't. I'm like, whatever, we'll go to the closest one. It's never that bad anyway. The instant we walk in, fucking at least six teenagers at once go, Mr. McDill! And, my immediate reaction, I didn't give them a fucking second this time. I'm really nice to these kids. Today, I walk into McDonald's, I'm already feeling like I hate myself, and I'm full of shame for being at McDonald's in the first place. And I walk in, and all these teenagers are like, I'm just like, I just said, leave me alone. God damn it, for 1 minute, just leave me alone, I want a Big Mac.
Did you say, like, I want a Big Mac?
No, I'm...
And I'm going to my cavernous basement to eat my Big Mac.
I'm eloquent. I have words.
Okay.
But at
so
that
it's
moment,
more like, I want a Big Mac!
But then immediately afterwards, I'm like walking around, I'm like, man, shouldn't have been so hard on those kids. They were just excited to see me.
Exactly. They're just excited
they
to
were
see
just
their
like,
favorite
hey,
substitute teacher.
Hey, Mr. Medill. We like you a lot, and now we're encountering you in public. That's a very nice t-shirt you have.
What an exciting situation this is. That's what they're saying to themselves.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Teachers eat Big Macs, too?
Teachers. I thought they're just like us.
Teachers are, yeah. Yeah, I'm just like you. I like to have sex with a zombie fleshlight every now and then. Keeps me feeling alive. Hey, if you don't have a brush with death every now and again, whether it's a vampire fang next to your dick or a Big Mac, a brush with death makes you appreciate your life.
Well, of course. Like, if you fuck something dead, it makes you feel alive because you're much more alive than the dead thing you just fucked.
I'm sorry. I really shouldn't have brought back Let's Fuck
a
Dead
Thing. Yeah, that was a callback that was unnecessary by all means.
Instead, let's talk about having sex with a Big Mac.
Why not?
There's a lot of wetness going on there. There's a lot of thick. Like, if you were ready to go, you could fuck a Big Mac.
Oh, yeah, easily.
I mean, if you had to work it too long, it would just fall to pieces. It wouldn't be worthwhile. Our producer is acting like he's very not impressed with me just talking about fucking various things today.
Like fucking Big Macs?
Yeah, for instance, maybe a Big Mac. Hey, you want to play Monopoly, so you got to get a Big Mac or some chicken nuggets. And the only thing you're going to be able to do with the chicken nuggets is shove them into your rectum. And that's just not going to be as good as fucking a Big Mac. I'm saying, you want to get your two little stamps to put on your board. You want to try and go for the big prize. So you're limited. You have to go with the Big Mac or the chicken nuggets. And if you're also... I mean, hey, I'm not going to eat the Big Mac. I mean, right?
Who wants to eat a
that's
Big Mac?
That's fucking gross. That's not good for you. You got to have sex with it. I use protection. I don't want mad
you
cow disease.
Exactly.
Or mad Thousand Island dressing disease.
I'm wondering.
Good?
No, mad cow disease is way better. I'm wondering if a McSnack wrap would work better because it's already in the form of a fleshlight or, like, you know, various other tools to
wrap around
your dick.
It's already tube shaped.
It's tube shaped.
It's already accommodating the dick. But there's not enough stuff in there to really massage your genitalia properly.
Oh,
why,
I got it.
Why is our go-to, let's have sex with it?
Anyways, so news, topics of news. Those Chilean miners are still trapped.
What the fuck is their problem? They're lazy. Lazy Hispanic miners.
There's a jar of racism opening up. That jar is wide. It's broken by now.
It's okay. I've got shelves of them. Come on. This is for the sake of comedy, Sean.
Of course.
Lazy Hispanic miners. Oh, we're stuck. It's going to take us a month to get out.
They've been there for a while. It's probably been very hard for all of them.
Yeah, but that's not funny.
No, but what is funny is that they have power down there. They have, like, TVs and shit.
Oh, well, hey.
Because if you're in an emergency situation... What's better to have Scooby-Doo on the TV?
Let's not pretend you can't get Wi-Fi underground.
You can't.
Those guys...
Have you ever tried?
Yeah.
I was stuck in a hole for, like, years.
Yeah, I didn't have
any Wi-Fi.
I was stuck in my stepfather's basement for the first 15 years of my life. No Wi-Fi. That's cruel and unusual punishment.
That is. That's terrible.
If I had Wi-Fi, okay, you're in the basement for 15 years. Deal with it. You can watch Fred on YouTube.
And you'd be good to go.
Yeah. I mean, 15 years underground, Fred would start looking pretty entertaining.
Exactly. That wall just, it could only go for so long, you know? Like, maybe 2 days tops.
Fred's only annoying until you have no other choices for stimulation. And I mean, so this is... this is clearly after you've already worn your dick off, right? That's Fred's funny.
Yeah.
I really didn't want to go back to dicks again, but I've got a lot of dick jokes.
Is there
apparently.
A dick jar in that corner, too, that I didn't see? It must be. Like, just a genitalia jar. It was just brimming with genitals.
Yeah, I do have a jar full of genitals that I've collected over the years. Yeah, hey, You got to put it somewhere. If you got a jar full of genitals, you're not going to put it on the shelf for everyone to see. You're going to put it under the bed because that's private. Your jars of racism, you're proud of those. You want everyone to see your jars of racism.
You want to see how racist you
are. If you've got a jar full of testicles that may or may not be human in origin, that's got to be under the bed.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I have a little self-respect.
Because people will look at you funny if they ever see that. Or know about it like
we do. Deservedly so, you might say.
Yeah. So,
you know, the scrapbooking store in my neighborhood closed recently.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah. Dollcraft is gone.
So nobody in this area can scrapbook anymore?
They can scrapbook, but they're going to be doing it without any support at all.
That's a fucking shame. I can't believe that.
It's like, hey, the scrapbooking wave, I'm pretty sure, crested at least 15 years ago when everyone was like, hey, what's this internet thing all about?
Right.
Right? Like, once we had internet, and especially once we had things like digital cameras, like, scrapbooking's been on the downslope for a long time. So I can only think that the person that was running the scrapbooking store in my neighborhood must have had just a near limitless amount of passion for scrapbooking to keep them in the game so far past the expiration date of scrapbooking.
He's just like, I'm making this popular again. I'm bringing it back. And he just couldn't.
They've got this passion. They're like, hey, the store might be closed right now, but scrapbooking is coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, we all learned on 30 Rock, technology is cyclical.
Of course, yeah.
Scrapbooking, it's on the downslope right now, sure, but you give it a few more years, scrapbooking is going to be all the rage. It'll be like,
hey,
you like your Facebook with all your pictures and stuff. What if you could have that and hold it? That'll become a novelty again, right?
Maybe. I mean, maybe with old people.
Yeah, you could scrapbook ironically. You just got to change the strategy. You
this is my vacation
move,
or whatever.
You move your...
this is me being all not gay and stuff.
Maybe they didn't close. Maybe they just moved to a hipper part of town where everyone can make
scrapbooking
ironic
is
scrapbooks.
Vicious.
This is the acorn I got when I was in Chicago. I brought this acorn from Chicago.
This is a piece of fur that I think was from a squirrel, but it was most likely just a homeless man's old hair.
This is one of Mickey Mouse's ears that I ripped off of him when I met him in Orlando.
This is like a page like with an ear on it.
It's Mickey Mouse's ear. When I stole it, he screamed at me in Spanish. Why did I choose to do a podcast with someone I hate so much?
I know, fuck. I don't understand.
The worst human being I ever met. You're the worst person I ever met at church.
I'm the worst person that I know. And like that says a lot because I know a lot of terrible people. I met Hitler once. He was a piece of shit. Doesn't even wipe his shoes when he comes in. Like, really?
So disrespectful.
What a piece of shit that
disrespectful,
guy.
Disrespectful,
and he's all like, Jew
wipe
this,
your,
Jew that. What's that about?
Wipe
like,
your fucking shoes.
You're in someone's house.
You're creating the master race. The least you could do is be clean about it. You're always talking.
Exactly.
He's always talking about the Jews unclean this. The mud people are unclean that. You know what? Fucking Hitler's boots are fucking unclean.
Yeah.
Maybe we should Holocaust them.
With hypocrisy.
I'm having a boot Holocaust. That's it. The medium clever boot Holocaust starts now.
Yeah.
We're going to shit out of those boots.
Those boots are getting the gas chamber.
Okay. Literally, I'm uncomfortable now. I am definitely uncomfortable. I don't want to talk about a boot Holocaust anymore. I thought it would be funny, but now I'm not comfortable with that idea whatsoever. Still, I'm
and
still okay
anyone
with
anyone else listening.
Still okay with fucking the ghost babies.
Well, of course,
as long as they're 18 and they're combined ages. But the boot Holocaust, I sickened myself just a little bit. So you're kind of getting a sense of the fucking weird boundaries that I've just created for myself. getting raped by farm animals, thumbs up.
Boot Holocaust.
Putting a boot in a gas chamber, thumbs down.
Would you like tattoo all the boots?
I'm okay with putting a person in the gas chamber, but let's leave the boots out of this. Other things that we should throw the kibosh on: people wearing UGG boots.
Come on, they are so cute. Have you ever seen an UGG boot? Even the name UGG sounds so cute.
Whenever I see one, I just want to throw it in a gas chamber. Oh, God, I can't get away from it now.
Is there a prejudice jar over there, too?
I'm not comfortable with it, but I just keep going back to, like, hey, let's Holocaust some boots. It's not cool, Brett. Fucking lay it to rest.
Brett, if you're listening to this podcast.
Hey, are you telling me that on my own podcast, I can't talk to myself and give myself direction?
No, you can do that all you want. I'm just assuming
goddamn
that
right.
you would listen to this. Like, who would listen to this?
Well, I wouldn't. Just me. Hey, remember that? Remember I made that boot Holocaust joke and then said not to make any more reference to it, but then I started referring to it again anyway?
Don't worry.
That was great.
People have stopped listening after Zombie Fleshlight.
I think you're underestimating the people out there on the internet.
Well, I'm sure, like, a couple of 10-year-olds are like, yeah, Zombie Fleshlight, I'm going to bang it.
Somewhere
zombie.
On some wiki, it'll mention that we mentioned Fred. Or so we'll all of Fred's fans will end up listening to this somehow.
There'll be hits on 4chan as well.
You know what? If we hit on 4chan, I quit.
I'm not bad-mouthing 4chan. I know nothing about 4chan.
Me neither, but I know it's full of disgusting shit, and I just don't want to be associated with it in general.
Yeah.
Any site that would host goatsy images, I don't want to be associated with. I don't want Medium Clever to show up next to anything like that.
A giant stretched-out asshole.
No, I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to describe what it was, because I don't want to think about what it is.
I'm sure everyone has seen goatsy by now. In some form.
Only by accident.
Only by accident.
I didn't want to.
That's what you keep saying. But we don't believe you, Brett.
It's like, oh, hey, check out this link. Oh, why did you do that to me?
Why don't you look at our producer right now? So what other topics do we got here?
Oh, shit.
So we talk about the news some more, because that was going...
No fucking news. The only other thing I wanted to talk about... is that this is kind of more of a public service announcement. I don't know how funny this is. I don't know how useful it is. I mean, it's very useful. I think it's something that if you don't know about, that you should know about it. And that is the concept of shower beer.
Yes, this
because
is something.
This is something that's going to
that
come
is very
up
important.
Frequently on this show, I think, because I feel compelled to let the world know that not only is it okay to have a cold beer in the shower, it is the best thing in the world. You don't even have to like beer, but if you're in a hot shower and you have a cold beer, you are going to be in a special relaxing place.
It's like visiting... It's like seeing the Taj Mahal while you're inside the Niagara Falls.
Very
That's
good.
What it's like.
Awesome. It's like, hey, you're already in a hot shower. Hot shower is a great place to be. Let's juxtapose that with the freshness of a cold hops related beverage.
Exactly.
That contrasts perfectly. It's like a nice Granny Smith apple and a nice sharp cheddar.
Ooh.
Except that it's 10 times better than that because
it
involves
beer.
Showering and beer. If you can find a way to have a hot shower and drink a cold beer and masturbate at the same time, you'll probably come so hard that you'll kill yourself. That's what
that
happened.
That is quite possible.
That's what happened to the guy from Kung Fu.
No, he
David Carradine. David Carradine. No, they covered up that he shower beard himself to death, and they covered that up with autoerotic asphyxiation.
That's
they were like
harsh.
That. No, they were
we
like
can't
that.
Let people know about
no, no,
this.
They were. It was Thailand. They have different cultural values. They were like, oh my god, shower beer. We need to cover that up. Autoerotic asphyxiation is far more acceptable than that. So that was the acceptable Thai response.
I guess that kind of makes sense if you think about it.
So, aside from the woolly mammoths, I think we wrap it up. This has been our first episode of Medium Clever, And we're gonna have a guest on next time. Thanks for your time. I promise the show will probably get better as time goes on.
I promise that it probably won't. But you know what? Hey, if you find it entertaining,
we established that we don't agree on everything.
That's true. I'm very right winged about things.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Real right wing.
Anyways, let's get the fuck out of here.
So I hope you found it entertaining, and we'll see you next time on Having Sex with Things.
Bye.